Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes and just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Wow, it's just so good to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We shoot out an email every few weeks, and we promise we won't spam you, but there's some really, really good information in there. I tell you what, you're going to love a special guest today. Mayor of Cessnock, the city of Cessnock, Daniel Watton. Fantastic to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. Great to be here.
Fantastic.
Actually, my office, so this is nice.
We're in the mayor's office, and some good bits and pieces around here. It's wine country.
Wine country.
And it's
not
great.
Not wise, we're the best LGA, but yeah, no, we're here in wine country.
One of the great LGAs of the Hunter region.
100%.
Probably a lot of exports come out of this place too.
100%, we've got so much going on in this region. I could talk to you days about that, but yeah.
Well, let's just rewind a little bit. You were voted in as mayor of Cessnock late last year, October, was it?
Yes.
October last year. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of everyone in the Hunter region, it's a big thing.
It is, yeah, huge.
You love the Lord.
Love it, love him,
family.
Yes.
Courtney, and how many kids now?
We've got five kids.
Five kids?
Yep. We didn't muck around.
Mucking around. No. Have you finished?
We are definitely finished.
Well, you think you're finished anyway. Yes, I thought we'd finished. Sue and I too, but you know, we got four.
No, we definitely have made sure that we're finished. That's a recurring bit of a PTSD thing, but yeah.
Pastor in a church, you've been over everywhere. You've got a company, is it? A not-for-profit?
Yeah, so we're actually transitioning into a company. We're still sole trader as the structure.
Yeah.
But four-door services. So it's young people getting the transition to work skills.
Yep.
Yep. So love doing that.
Brilliant. Yeah. So you're wearing a lot of hats.
Yeah, I've got a few hats.
I mean, dad, husband.
Yep.
Business.
Yep.
Church. Yep. And civic leadership.
Yep. Yep.
There's probably a couple more in there somewhere.
Yep. Thank God I married well. That's a good tip for you. Marry well.
Yeah. You did. And she did too.
Yeah.
So let's just lean in a little bit. I mean, in today's culture, politics can be very divisive, polarizing, maybe not so much up in Cessnock as other parts of the Hunter region, but nevertheless, and tough. My observation working with civic leaders over quite a period is it can be a tough landscape.
Can be.
Tell us, why'd you get into it?
I think it just comes from, it's a natural evolution of serving the community. So I don't see it necessarily as a place for politics or, and there obviously is that element to it. You know, people want to push agendas and things like that, and that's all part of it.
Yeah.
I see it as serving the community. So I see it as just another layer. Yeah. I've seen some good positive transformation in our community, that's how I see this role, it's an extension of that.
So keep it simple, keep it really simple.
Keep it simple.
And try and navigate things behind the scenes.
Yep.
But tell us, serving the community, which is brilliant, where does your faith intersect with all this? Because, I mean, obviously that comes out of your heart for the Lord.
100%. Yeah, well, I'm not here without God, straight up. So I think everyone's got a mountain, if you want to use that analogy.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a call or a place to be.
Yep.
And it just so happens that, mine is part of being in government,
When did this all start? I mean, you were on council as a councillor.
Yes.
The previous term for 4 years, I think.
Three, shortened with COVID.
Yeah.
Yep.
When did all this start to think, this is where I think I might land?
Yeah, so it happened, I'd say going back to a bit, I've always had the inclination of wanting to get involved in politics, but I never really could buy into the, my mindset was the party politics, so to speak. Everything that you kind of ever mentioned is part of, it's part and parcel of this.
Yep.
And so I saw an opportunity to actually go in as an independent, which was suited me really, perfectly.
Yeah.
And it's something that, as we were serving the community, And, you know, just as me, you know, walking my relationship with God, saw some really good, strong, positive opportunities to really make some positive impacts in here in Cessnock. And that's what it has driven me, you know, essentially. So, you know, where my faith intersects and what actually, you know, stirs me and drives me to do this is basically, look, you know, if you don't, then who will?
Yeah.
Comes down to that kind of.
That's awesome.
Simply put.
And then just put legs on things. You know, obviously you had this thought, this desire, and then you put actions on it.
Yeah.
And things materialised.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you ever think that, you know, here we are in your second term on council? Did you ever think, you know, let's rewind. You won election in October of 2024.
Yep.
Did you think at the start of 2024 that maybe, you know, the next year you could be mayor?
Oh, look, well, I'll put my hand up for it.
Yeah.
And you go by faith. Like, there's a faith element to this with everything. It's like, well, if I'm going to dare to go for it, I've got to step up. So there was that element of faith.
That's good.
So stepping up, okay, we've got faith. This could happen. But it's also, you put a lot of effort into these things, and there's a good chance that you're not going to, you know, actually come through.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having a realistic approach with that.
Mm.
And yeah, you know, I was always positive. I always thought, you know, there's always a really good shot at getting in. But the reality is, you know, it's still 50-50 or divided, you know, 33% each way.
Well, you killed it. You absolutely killed it.
Yeah,
In terms of your vote.
And you can't do that by yourself.
No.
You know, we've got a really good team that's very diverse. We are all independents and all different backgrounds. And you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah,
that's awesome. A really key thing to have.
I mean, you're out there with your faith. I mean, some would say, oh, you know, church and politics should be separate, all this sort of stuff.
No, I disagree.
Well, you can't separate you as the person.
No.
Can you?
No.
You can't cease to be who you are.
Look, that's the thing. I don't impose my faith on anyone.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, I have my beliefs.
Yep.
I have my faith.
Yeah.
And basically, I'll put it out, you can judge it by its fruit. If you don't like it, you know, but I am who I am and I'm not going to change, basically. You know, it's my biggest key thing in my life is my faith. So that's it. So even how it does intermingle with, you know, council, I'll give you an example for people watching was, you know, prayer in council can be a contentious matter.
Yep.
And my first term of council, they were actually looking at getting rid of prayer.
Right. Yep.
And I said, well, not only should we keep the prayer, I think we should actually invite local ministers in as a show of respect. And I argued, and here's something you might remember for your members, is what if you took out all the churches in your community and what they do, Salvation Army.
So you use this in part of your conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, you take out all the food cares, you take out every single positive thing that, you know, Catholic care.
Yep.
You think about it.
Yes.
Take them out. What kind of community have you got left?
It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's enormous. One civic leader used to say that the church is doing the lion's share of grassroots community work.
100%. 100%. And, you know, how I see it is it was an opportunity to partner, you know, with the churches. It's like, let's build a relationship with the ministers coming in.
So you flip that whole conversation. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. A special guest is the mayor of the city of Cessnock, Daniel Watton.
Yep.
That conversation came up as it could have went, you know, it was a pushback.
Yeah.
To delete something, but you've turned that around through just articulating things differently.
Yeah.
And
I see common sense, logical debate. It's like, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about value.
They're still around.
Sometimes. We try and promote it here in Cessnock, you know.
I mean, obviously there'd be contentious things, and that could have been one. I don't know how you felt, and obviously you've got your wife's a tremendous prayer warrior.
Yeah, and she's actually opening up the first council meeting in prayer.
Right.
How awesome's that? Like,
that's a great
thrill. We're just normal people, you know, and God.
Great thrill.
Yeah.
And so obviously, yeah, and you got prayer support and prayer base, but I imagine you would have felt a bit hot in the seat.
Sometimes. You know, I think when you're actually walking through as a Christian, it's part and parcel. So whether it's in this civic area of life or in business, you know, I think it's so important that we are true to who we are.
Yeah.
You know, we effectively, if we actually live it out, we've got an audience of one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
it's great. I love it. I mean, I love that, you know, Christians should engage. yeah. in society, in your town, in your city, somewhere. And for some, it's in this space and this place.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a small little get together not long ago, didn't we? There's over a dozen Christians in local government.
Was that last week? Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
So over a dozen Christians in local really, government really cool. in the region.
Yes.
And so I love it. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and you don't want to over-spiritualise things, but I just love the fact that people are prepared to say yes.
It's awesome, isn't it? Because the thing is, you're making decisions that impact the livelihoods of many.
Absolutely.
So what's your driving force? That's what I question people. That's why I go back to, you know, judge me by my fruit.
Yeah.
If I'm dangerous or anything like that, then look at my history of serving the community, you know, setting up food banks, everything else like that. Look at it, you know, be critical when you're voting, you know, look at what they stand for, look at the character of the person, look at their look at the policies.
Absolutely.
What they stand for. And so it's really exciting to see across, and Hunter Valley's prime. Well, we've got some great mayors.
It's
across brilliant. The board.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the great regions of the world, the Hunter Valley.
100%.
Just share with, because you've lent in, I love this about engagement as a Christian in your world. It potentially can be quite hostile.
Yeah.
the mayor of city is not going to please everyone in all the constituents
in
the city.
Half the town really didn't vote for me. So that's something to consider as well. I've also got to look after the, you know, that's the way it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when you lent in a little bit about how to work with people.
Sure.
In difficult circumstances and places as a person of faith, which all these principles are applicable to business, to neighborhood, to school, educate, everything, isn't it?
Yep, everything.
So it's all just be consistent.
Be consistent, yeah. Be consistent, you know, and when it comes down to it, if you boil it down to the basics, you know, you take the golden rule, for example, you treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
In Christianity, Imago Dei, we're made in the image of God.
Yeah.
It's the only philosophy that really says that. So if that's your driving force, that we want to treat everyone the same and equal and...
Beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful. So that knowing that everyone that you're dealing with is an image bearer, they may not have a relationship with God, but they're an image bearer
made
of God.
Made in the creation of God.
So that's in your thinking.
100%.
That is beautiful. Because, you know, in conversation and... particularly in public dialogue and what's going around on socials and stuff, it can end up being an us and them.
100%. Yeah, and social media is great because everyone has a platform, but it's also not so great because everyone has a platform. You know, but it's good, but it can be...
how we use that platform.
How you use it.
Isn't it? 100%. So if we had that mindset that everyone's an image bearer, some might use it a bit differently.
100%. And how we're actually going to help the community and even serve. Because we serve one another, that's where we're meeting the bill, I think.
It's great, man. Well done. How would you encourage listeners that may have a desire to engage with a community? It may not necessarily be in local government or politics. It might be in some way, shape or form to engage. How would you encourage listeners, believers that are...
Look, I actually get approached about this like a fair bit. So look, from a council perspective, first of all, come on to a council meeting. And if you don't fall asleep, you know, because if you're not engaged and responsible, the decision sometimes can be a bit dry. But come and get involved in the process. If it's, you know, committees, get involved in a committee.
Yep.
You know, there's plenty of committees that councils have throughout every LGA. Put your hand up. You know, that's a good way to get involved.
Yeah.
You know, get to know your councillors from a council perspective. But it relates to any other area of, you know, life, you know. So if it could be, used to think of mountains before, it could be education.
Yep.
Go, you know, meet up with the school PNC, you know, start getting to know people and what makes things tick, what and how can you actually add value if you're so inclined.
That's brilliant. And then carrying that image bearing thought and with everyone that you with. And I mean, you're right, it's so accessible to engage now.
It is,
In the dialogue, to know your councillors, know who's who, and what the conversation is with the exposure. There's pushback in some, just finally, we've got about a minute left. There's a perceived pushback on Christians. I say perceived because I've not experienced it, and I engage with a lot of people outside of church.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that? Have you experienced that, or what's your thought on...
I think it's the same thing everything comes down to a relationship.
Yeah.
So once they actually see past, you know, potential hype, or rumors or gossip or anything like that, and actually see you. And it goes back to the whole thing, as I said, judging people by their fruit.
Yeah, it's good.
So if you can actually just, you know, stay the course and keep being you, being as consistent as possible, just doing your best.
Yeah.
You know, and that always ultimately shines through.
Yeah.
You know, and people can tell. People can tell. People have an inbuilt radar, you know, call it discernment, call it what you will. Yeah. People can pick it.
I was thinking of some people's radar.
There's, hey, and you know what? And it's about, you know, having grace and patience and ultimately, you know, God's in charge, right?
That's good. That's good. So, hey, Dan, hey, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks,
Mayor of Cessnock.
Thank you.
And thanks for being sharing a bit of time and thoughts around this role. It's been great having you on the program, mate.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Fantastic.
No.
Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, it's been a great joy being with you again. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.